T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Thanks for making the switch to the Jeff and Jen Show.
I love how funny Jeff is, and he keeps it real.
I love Jeff.
She feels like one of my best friends.
Jeff and Jen always cheer me up.
On today's Best Mix.
I'm starting for one.
It's the vacation edition of hashtag parenting for real. I have got 2 stories for you guys. Jeff, pick which one you want, okay?
All right, what are
my
choices?
I can tell you why my kids gave me a run-in with the cops and why I drove home with something in a Happy Meal box. And the second one is what made me scream a curse word in front of a gathering of kids and parents, and none of the parents were mad at me for it.
I think I am going to vote for the cops one.
Okay.
So can you tell us the...
Oh, so embarrassing.
Bad boys, bad boys. What you gonna do? What you gonna do when they come for you?
All right, Jen, let's hear why your toddler and your toddlers now, I guess.
Yep.
Got you a run-in with the law.
Run-in with the cops. This is hashtag parenting for real. I'd love to hear your stories too. 404-263-0941. It's the vacation edition. So when you travel with kids or when you do anything crazy with kids, like out of the normal routine, stuff is just going to happen.
Of course.
So I had taken our girls to the aquarium because we did a staycation and had a great time at Georgia Aquarium. And of course, to keep them entertained, they were mad that we couldn't go to the dolphin show because I didn't really time it right. We got there too late. So I gave them a bunch of candy.
Sure, why not?
What else can I do to keep them quiet and change their mood?
Sugar them up.
Sugared them up a little bit. And we cruised around, but I was there by myself that day. My husband was working. And so I couldn't feed them real food because I just had snacks packed with me. But I was giving them lots of snacks and some candy because when you got a double stroller and 2 toddlers, who is going to push the stroller and carry a tray of food? Like, you
sure
need 2 people to do that.
Right.
So we didn't get actual lunch. I just kind of fed them a lot of snacks. That was my first mistake. Because then on the way home, I am on the interstate cruising along, and our little one, Reese, fell asleep on the way home. So she's totally crashed out in the car seat. Great. And that's when our 4-year-old says, "Mommy, I got to go to the bathroom." I'm like, okay, well, hold on. We're on 75 North, and there's nothing I can do right now, honey. Nothing I can do. And she's like, "Mommy, I really got to go." And I'm like, okay, we're going to be home in 10 minutes. Can you hold it? Can you hold it? And she's like, "No, Mommy, I really got to go." So we get off the interstate.
Do kids have, this is an honest question from a non-parent. Do kids have a concept of time like that? Like, does she know what 10 minutes means?
Probably by 4 they do.
Okay.
A little bit more.
I didn't know if they were like dogs. Like, you know how you leave a dog?
Oh,
you,
my.
You could be out of the house for 15 minutes or out of the house for 4 hours, and your dog's like, "Wow, you're back! Wow!"
So we get off the interstate, and we're at the red light, and I mean, we're maybe a couple of miles from our house, and I'm like, "Can you think you can hold out?" And she's making those noises like,
Oh, no, mom.
And I'm like, "Are you sure? Are you sure? Are you sure?" She's like, "I really, really got to go." And then at the next red light, she goes, "Mom, pull over."
I'm like, no more games.
Okay. So I literally whirl it into what is, I'm not even sure, but I'm guessing a business parking lot. Somebody is backing out of the parking lot. I whirl it in. Again, the other one's sound asleep in the car. I'm by myself.
Yeah.
So I get her out of the car, and we go to the grass, patchy, grassy area in their parking lot.
Uh-huh.
Ooh, and she destroyed it. but not her own clothes and not the car. So there was the...
She went number 2 in that
number moment. 2 that was not solid in the grassy knoll. Okay.
Oh.
And, yeah. So, and I'm holding her.
It's a new game that we like to call toddler or terrier. Did this happen to Jen's daughter or...
Poor thing. She had a tummy ache. It was totally my fault. But there's no way we would have made it inside. So we literally, I whirl in. We are there. That happens in the grass. And then I'm like, okay, now what do I do?
Do you pick it up with a bag? Do you bury it? Like, what do you do?
Well, that's when a police officer comes over and
says, bad boys, what you gonna do?
Ma'am, does somebody need to use the bathroom inside the building?
Oh.
And I said, well, officer, I wish I would have had that option. I'm by myself. I got another one sleeping in the car, and this was an emergency situation. And he's like, oh, okay, because one of the managers called for backup because they weren't sure what was going on out here. I was like, I'm so sorry. I had no options. And he's like, I understand. So at that point, when he came over, I had gotten some napkins out of the glove compartment.
Okay, maybe we don't need to hear the rest
of
this.
And I was like, officer, I just don't know how I'm going to clean it up. I was like, I don't have any grocery bags or garbage bags or anything. I'm just not sure what to do.
Or dog walking stations.
Yeah. He goes, I got you covered. He goes, I've got three kids and I totally understand. Oh. I'm sorry for approaching you like that. He's like, I didn't realize you had another one sleeping in the back. No problem. He goes to his squad car and comes and brings me some Walmart plastic bags.
Oh.
So at that point, I'm driving home with what we left behind in a grocery bag, in a Happy Meal box, all the way to my house. How was your day? Hashtag parenting for real.
You and Grant were both riding with poop in your car within like a week of each other.
Oh my God, that's right.
Because remember, he was riding with Reese's samples like 2 weeks
ago. Oh yeah, there's a lot of...
You guys are riding dirty. Y'all just like... y'all... That's terrible.
Wow.
Yeah.
Do you remember what department that nice police officer was from?
I don't, but I was so thankful that he had three kids. He got me. He understood.
So gross.
Hashtag parenting for real. You want to share your stories, you can do it. Facebook.com/Jeff and Jen Show.
Listen, like, and share. The conversation continues with Jeff and Jen on Facebook.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.